I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 66 degrees.
Roads are drying out in Wasatch County. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this half hour, a suspected drunk driver has been arrested after a mailman got pinned between two cars yesterday afternoon in Lehigh.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, police in Lehigh say the mail carrier had to be rushed to the hospital in serious condition after the suspected drunk driver pinned him between two vehicles. Cops say the mail carrier was making deliveries around 23rd West, just north of Main Street, when he was struck by the alleged drunken driver, Stephen Smith. The mail carrier had to be transported to the Murray Intermountain Medical Center in serious condition. Now, police are reporting that he was in surgery for injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. Meanwhile, Smith was arrested by Lehigh police on suspicion of DUI before later being released. Back in 2017, he was convicted of a Class B misdemeanor for DUI. He also has a history of convictions including burglary, theft, attempted theft, and attempted forgery, according to court records. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Another injured hiker has been rescued from Mount Timpanogos. KSL TV's Felicia Martinez has more.
Search and rescue teams have been really busy, especially since Friday with the holiday weekend. But with this particular rescuer, what I can tell you is that it was another injury to the hiker as he was hiking. He fell 15 feet from near the summit. He ended up injuring his back, but he is okay.
Search and rescue crews in Salt Lake County have been called out on 17 rescues this year, with the majority of them this month.
The Utah Highway Patrol says they were busy over the holiday weekend. Seven people were killed on the roads.
Fatality as someone was changing a tire. This week we saw a fatality as somebody was picking up road debris following a crash.
UHP Lieutenant Nick Street says weekend traffic seemed to be back to pre-COVID-19 levels. 54 people were arrested on suspicion of DUI and 3,400 speeding tickets or warnings were written.
Protesters turned violent in Minneapolis. KSL's top national stories. Let's get back to Sean Michael Lyle, live now at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, the death of an unarmed black man who was under the knee of a white police officer led to violent protests in Minneapolis Tuesday.
This is not about a race. This is bigger than race.
Police used tear gas as protesters smashed squad car windows. The four officers involved in the death of George Floyd have been fired. The mayor apologized. The FBI is investigating. President Trump travels to Florida to watch this afternoon's launch of the SpaceX Falcon rocket carrying two American astronauts to the International Space Station. Astronaut Doug Hurley.
It's certainly an honor to be part of it.
It's the first time NASA uses a private rocket for a manned mission. Also the first time in a decade astronauts take off from U.S. soil. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The Centers for Disease Control clarifying about how coronavirus spreads following some confusion after saying the virus does not transmit easily from surfaces. That doesn't mean it can't. Chief Medical Officer John Brooks notes you can get it from surface contact.
What can you do to protect yourself against COVID-19 in your home? Using disinfectants.
And Spain begins an official 10-day period of mourning for those who died in the pandemic. Over 27,000 Spaniards lost to COVID-19. Flags lowered to half staff starting today for the maximum period allowed by law. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Early results from antibody tests conducted in four Utah cities show the infection rate is much higher than previously thought. Of those tested for COVID-19 antibodies in two communities, 11% have come back positive. Dr. Paul Benson is with Rapid Screen Solutions.
When I see an 11% number in our first 2 days, that really surprised me. It's a lot more people than I thought.
In comparison, only 4.3% of the regular COVID-19 tests in Utah have come back positive.
A new podcast is out today detailing the story of a Utah man who spent 2 years in a Venezuelan prison accused of spying for the American government. Josh Holt has spoken about his story before, but the podcast, Hope in Darkness, offers details you've never heard before. His wife Tammy was on the phone with the embassy, standing in the middle of the road to try and prevent Josh Holt's arrest in 2016.
And I don't let the car go. In that point, I was arrested too.
The entire time Josh Holt was in prison, she was as well. Hope in Darkness, available to listen free on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and at KSLNewsRadio.com.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. For the next 7 days, temperatures along the Wasatch Front are going to be warmer than normal for this time of year.
I would say the heat wave is really going to begin on Friday. That's when the temperatures soar into the middle 90 range. So that means our temperatures are going to be close to 20 degrees above normal or above average. So get set for the extra hot weather. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's going to still be into the lower 90s and remain extra warm for the first of next week.
Grant says down in St. George, they're expecting triple-digit temperatures all the way through the weekend.
Coming.